survey work is still ongoing. We have in excess of 300 issues identified. We're mapping those and preparing plans to carry out repair and remediation on those. Priority in the first instance is to have the main arterial routes opened. The ones that remain closed at the moment are the road between Quigley's Point and Cairndonagh, but we expect to have a temporary Bailey Bridge in place there by Monday of next week. That's in conjunction with the Defence Forces. The road at between Quigley's Point and Muff at Three Trees, there's a single carriageway there operating under traffic lights, and we expect that within approximately 2 weeks to have that open again on a two carriageway each way system. The mountain road between Buncrana and Cairndonagh has seen a substantial masonry arch collapse. We don't have a specific time scale for the reopening of that. Local diversions are in place, and as soon as we have a specific timeline, we'll let people know. There still remain substantial numbers of small local closures. We are working through those on a priority basis, and we'd ask people, I suppose, just to use local diversions as indicated. And we'd also, I suppose, as part of that, urge people to continue to have extreme caution as they're traversing these roads, because many of them are weakened and there is still the potential for further collapse and subsidence, particularly on some of the smaller roads.
You mentioned there that you are currently dealing with in excess of 300 different instances. Do you expect that figure to rise in the coming days?
We do. We have the 300 instances were mapped as a result of our survey in approximately 80% of the road network in the area. So we do expect that to rise, and we would aim to have the survey and completed by midweek, but we expect the numbers to rise substantially above 300.